Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 9. The full ministry of Christ in three stages. Monday, related verses. John 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Luke 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also the holy thing which is born will be called the Son of God. Luke 2, verse 40. And the little child grew and became strong, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 through 4. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Micah 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, so little to be among the thousands of Judah, from you there will come forth to me he who is to be ruler in Israel, and his goings forth are from ancient times, from the days of eternity. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. In working together with him, we also entreat you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Related reading. The central revelation of God is God becoming flesh, the flesh becoming the life-giving spirit, and the life-giving spirit becoming intensified sevenfold to build up the church to issue in the body of Christ and to consummate the New Jerusalem. We need to see that the triune God became flesh, that the flesh became the life-giving spirit, and that the life-giving spirit became the sevenfold intensified spirit. This Spirit is to build up the church, which becomes the body of Christ, consummating the New Jerusalem as a final goal of God's economy. The Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh becoming the life-giving Spirit, and the life-giving Spirit becoming the seven intensified Spirit to build up the church that becomes the body of Christ and that consummates the New Jerusalem. To be a co-worker or an elder, we need to experience and enjoy Christ, to gain Christ, and his full ministry and his three divine and mystical stages. How can we be a co-worker and an elder? First, we need to know Christ. Second, we need to experience and enjoy Christ, that is to gain Christ and his full ministry. First, we have the knowledge, and then we have the experience and enjoyment. To experience and enjoy Christ is to gain Christ. To have is not sufficient. We need to gain. To gain Christ requires paying a price. To gain Christ is to experience, enjoy, and take possession of all his unsearchable riches by paying a price. This is not so simple. It is not easy to win a game, and it is also not easy to win the victory in a war. These require us to pursue by forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. Likewise, we need to gain Christ by experiencing and enjoying him in his full ministry. The full ministry of Christ is in three divine and mystical stages. The first stage, the stage of his incarnation, began with his human birth and ended with his death, including the entire course of his human life. Hence, his human birth, his passing through human living, and his death formed the stage of his incarnation. In his full ministry in the first stage, the stage of his incarnation, Christ brought the infinite God into the finite man. This is our new language today. God is infinite, and we human beings are finite. Christ brought the infinite God into the finite man. One is infinite and the other is finite. How could the two become one? Nevertheless, it was carried out by Christ and his ministry. In his full ministry in the first stage of his incarnation, Christ also united and mingled the triune God with the tripart man. The triune God is mysterious and the tripart man is difficult to understand. If we simply say that Christ united and mingled God with man, this is easy. However, according to the new language of the new culture in the divine and mystical realm, we need to say that Christ united and mingled the triune God with the tripart man. Concerning the triune God, the Father is the source, the Son is the expression, and the Spirit is the entering in. Concerning the tripart man, the Spirit is the innermost part, the soul is in the middle, and the body is on the outside.